Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences, whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise Ready AI.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, the 1st of November. Hope you're well. Coming up.
So she's living upstairs with us. We have never seen anything like this ever.
Dozens trapped and feared dead after Spanish flooding, and over 500 new jobs announced for Dublin. Plus we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the army is being called in to help in flood-affected areas in eastern Spain this morning. Valencia's regional president says he's using all the available land, sea and air forces to contribute to the rescue operation. More than 150 people are known to have died following unprecedented rainfall earlier this week. It's feared dozens more are still trapped and feared dead. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says the government's priority is finding missing people.
I want to tell you that the government of Spain is here to provide you with any additional resources you may need. I said it yesterday, we are not going to leave the Valencians alone. We're going to be with you for as long as it takes.
550 new jobs have been announced by Microsoft Ireland. The engineering and R&D roles will come on stream over the next 4 years, with 120 vacancies to be filled immediately. It's a major investment by the firm in advancing its global AI innovation. James O'Connor, Microsoft Ireland site leader, says it'll bring Microsoft's Irish workforce to over 6,000.
With this investment, together with our campus here in Leopardstown, alongside our data center campus, which is in Grange Castle, and then our LinkedIn operations, which is part of Microsoft, we'll be over 6,000 people. So very significant presence and commitment. And this is a very key and critical international hub for Microsoft.
It's thought a rocket which struck the main base used by Irish troops in Lebanon was not an intended hit. The Taoiseach has confirmed all Irish peacekeepers are safe after it fell in part of Camp Shamrock on Wednesday night. Hundreds of Irish peacekeepers are based in the camp, but it fell in an unoccupied area. Kildare South Independent TD and former Army Ranger Carl Berry doesn't think it was intended to land there.
The troops are very well trained for it as well, and these things happen regularly. The Katusha rocket itself is unguided, so it's very, very unpredictable and, I guess, unreliable as well. So we're not really sure at this stage whether it was an intended strike or whether it was unintended, and it seems to be that it's most likely unintended at the moment.
Sinn Féin is calling for a more robust inquiry into the country's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. It's describing the cabinet's decision to go ahead with an evaluation instead of an inquiry as insufficient. It means its chairperson and panel won't have the power to compel witnesses. Sinn Féin's health spokesperson, David Cullinan, says families of loved ones who died in nursing homes need answers.
They do want to know exactly what happened, establish all of the facts, have full accountability and transparency, obviously learn lessons, but also to bring closure to them in relation to their experiences. And like any inquiry, and when injustices have been done and when people feel that questions need to be answered, it is important that we provide the space for those families to tell their story.
The number of people seeking help from Merchants Quay Ireland has hit a record high. There's been a 29% increase in those going through homelessness and addiction accessing its services. So far this year, it's supported 6,900 clients through its open access day service in Riverbank in Dublin. Merchants Quay Ireland CEO Eddie Mullins says more people are coming forward as addiction is spiralling across the country.
When we look at our statistics and our you know, the numbers of homelessness or people who are in homelessness and unstable accommodation, it's rising all of the time. So that has an impact on people who are really at a low point in their lives. You know, addiction is really at record levels across the country and particularly in the cities. So we're seeing people who are isolated, really, who are estranged from families, and they're using our services because they've nowhere else to go.
Donald Trump has been campaigning in New Mexico as part of his strategy to entice voters in traditional blue states. With less than a week to go until the US election, polling shows Kamala Harris ahead of Trump in the state by more than 8 points. Speaking during a rally, Donald Trump pledged to end the conflicts in Ukraine and the Middle East.
I will end the war in Ukraine, which would have never happened if I were president. I will stop the chaos in the Middle East. I will prevent World War III from happening. We've never been so close.
Gardaí had to ask people to leave a hoax Halloween parade in Dublin city centre last night. They gathered on O'Connell Street after false information circulated online. Gardaí posted on X that, contrary to information, no Halloween parade was taking place, and they had to ask those who gathered to disperse safely. And in sport, in soccer, an absorbing League of Ireland Premier Division title race will come to an end with either Shamrock Rovers or Shelburne being crowned champions tonight. Shells have their destiny in their own hands as they chase their first league win since 2006. They'll be champions if they win at Derry City. Should Shelburne drop points, then 5-in-a-row champions Shamrock Rovers can win the league with victory at home to Waterford. Shelburne boss Damien Duff says his team are calm and composed heading into their match at the Brandywell.
As cool and as calm, believe it or not, as I've ever been. The players seem it. They've been training at a real league level and playing at a top level for weeks now. So they have. Probably the most nervous person in my life at the minute is my wife, whereas I don't want to talk about football at all. So there's absolutely no nerves. Should there be? Yeah, I don't know, but we're calm.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello!
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.